The first annual Wetlands Art Tour kicks off this weekend. It's a day-long event in the St. Claude Arts District on Saturday. The event will highlight art performances and activism related to coastal erosion and wetlands restoration in our state. And joining me now to talk about this event are John Calhoun of The Good Night Show and Aimee Rogan with Tulane University's A Studio in the Woods. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Tell me, how did this event come about?
Well, I host a monthly late night talk show here in New Orleans. And in our second season, many of our guests have been people doing this very important work, working on coastal restoration issues, such as John Barry and Mark Davis, Bob Marshall, and the people that produced Cry You One. And in the process of preparing to interview these people, I became really immersed in this topic. And sort of a light bulb went off that this may be the most important issue facing our region. And what I heard from my guests often when I asked, well, what can regular people do about this? We need to be talking about this, having conversations, being engaged in this, educating ourselves on this. And my experience is that people aren't engaged in this as much as we need to be.
So how will audiences engage with issues of coastal erosion through art?
Art can reach people through all the senses, and I think reach people in ways that sometimes just information and other types of experiences don't. Sometimes art can reach people in a much deeper way. And what's great about the Wetlands Art Tour is there's going to be probably over 100 different artists and performers. So people will get this message from multiple perspectives in multiple ways.
Which artistic mediums are represented?
There's fashion, there's sculpture, there's film, live music, poetry, puppetry, dance, theater, and of course, visual art and photography. Just about every medium of art and performance will be represented. And it's all about issues of coastal erosion and wetlands restoration.
Now, Aimee, one of your artists with A Studio in the Woods has a unique exhibit of paper sculptures. How does it relate to the issues at hand on the Louisiana coast?
Our artist right now is a woman named Megan Singleton, and she makes sculptures and paintings out of paper. And she makes the paper out of invasive species plants, and in this case, invasive water species. So things like water hyacinth, Phragmites, and she makes these different colored pulps, and she paints. She has these wonderful, huge paintings, pulp paintings, that are aerial shots of coastal Louisiana. And they're quite stunning. She also has a number of sculptures that she's created of the plant life in coastal Louisiana and some neat puns on flipping the plant parts and showing them in surprising ways.
And where will we see her work?
She's at Birdie's Gallery, which is on St. Claude at 2422 St. Claude Avenue. And she's not the only Studio in the Woods artist. She's our formal artist right now, and we're excited to present her as such. But there are a number of our ebb and flow residency artists who are throughout this show. We are actually at the end of a 3-year series of environmentally themed residencies around the issue of water.
Why is it important for conversations on coastal issues to continue in various ways in our community?
We have such a large issue here. And like any large issue, we can't solve it without artists being a part of the conversation and showing us perspectives and allowing our imaginations and our minds to expand. But I think artists also brings hope to the conversation in a way that sometimes we can't articulate. And I think that's really important because we have to have hope here. It's part of the human condition. It's part of solving any problem.
Trying to create a process for us to go from where we are now, not engaged enough, to being where this is the cause that people in southern Louisiana are taking on, and we're really claiming our land and our future. There's actual evidence of coastal erosion right in Orleans Parish. And part of this Wetlands Art Tour, there's going to be a bike ride at 9 a.m. so people can bike out to Bayou Bienvenue and see the effects on Mr. Go on Bayou Bienvenue.
Is this a free event?
Yes. One of the highlights, the Marigny Opera House from 2 to 4 p.m., we're going to have speakers like John Barry and Mark Davis, Michael Massamy, Monique Verdan, Scott Eustace, and others that are, I think, heroes when it comes to coastal erosion issues. Part of the conversation will be, what actions can we take? What can we do as a community to be involved and help have a more hopeful future?
John Calhoun and Aimee Rogan, thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thank you, Diane.
The first annual Wetlands Art Tour takes place Saturday. It is a day-long event in the St. Claude Arts District beginning at 9 a.m. More info at wetlandsarttour.com. Inside the Arts for 89.9 WWNO, I'm Diane Mack.